For now, like, you know, with Houston, it's, I guess, would you consider Houston, like, being known now, like, having, like, a
absolutely,
spot, you know, like,
absolutely.
The music scene, the rap scene?
Absolutely. I feel like ever since Houston, well, you know what, I can't really speak on the 90s because I was so young then that, like, I don't know what the rest of the music industry thought of Houston rap music, but I know in like, my day, back in the 2000s, when I was a teenager, the way that Houston rap burst on the scene with, like, Millionaire and Mike Jones and all them, it was then the hottest city, like, the same way that, like, at times Atlanta's been the hottest city, or back in the 90s, L.A. was the hottest city for rap music.
Yeah.
Houston was the hottest city, you know, in, like, recent years, and like, maybe five years ago or so, you know? And I think that it has solidified itself in that place. I think when you talk about rap, and you think of a rap city like a Los Angeles or New York or like Miami or Atlanta or Memphis,
yeah,
or like New Orleans, you gotta throw Houston in there because we contribute so much to rap music that we're in like the history books. You know?
Yeah,
rap would never be the same if it wasn't for music Houston made. Well, I think the main artists were Mike Jones, Paul Wall, Slim Thug, and Chamillionaire. They had the hits like Still Tippin' and Cam had the Riding Dirty song,
yeah,
like those were huge songs, you know. Every artist wanted to have a Houston artist featured on their records then. Like Houston was just the biggest rap city then.